I love the giftings. We'll touch on that more next week, but I need to just conclude with a few sentences. The giftings. When did Joseph develop the ability to interpret dreams? He certainly didn't have it at the age of 17. But we know by the age of 30, he was an expert at it. Somewhere between chapter 37 of Genesis to chapter 42 of Genesis, he had perfected his gift. He had perfected an understanding of how to interpret dreams. What was the key to Joseph coming up? Only one gift. With one opportunity to operate the gift. It was not his administrative ability that brought him out of prison. Good though that is. It was not his great wisdom that brought him out of prison. It was not his great character that brought him out of prison. It was the gift of interpretation of dreams. That was it. Now all the others could back him up, because once he could interpret Pharaoh's dream, he was put in a position, he needed all the wisdom he accumulated, he needed all the administrative skills he accumulated to do what he needs to do. So they were still important. In each one of our different phases, in a bigger picture, as we're in a smaller picture, as we wait upon God and God's timing, be faithful to the twos and threes before the bigger picture come and God send you to the 2000s and the 3000s. Be faithful when you are unknown and not known, just as much as you're going to be faithful when you become famous and well known. And I can just say that some of us who have not been there, we think that fame and recognition are a big deal. It's not. It's not. It comes and goes. In Acts 14, when they were preaching the word and doing signs and wonders, all the people said, in Acts 14, the gods had come among us. And they called Barnabas Zeus and Paul Mercurius, because he was the chief speaker. And they brought oxen to sacrifice to them, thinking they're gods. And then they had to tear their own clothes to say, no, we are only men like you. And then when bad news came from another sector to the place where they were, they stoned them. The very same city in Acts 14 that thought Paul and Barnabas were gods. The very same people who say Paul and Barnabas were gods were the same people, when bad news came, thought they were rotten people and take stones to throw and kill them. Popularity and fame and recognition are fickle. Fickle. And they are only there for a purpose and a season. Like Joshua, God told him, from this day forward, I will make your name great. Didn't God say that to him in Joshua chapter 1? So there was a timing for that. And there's a timing for you and I to be manifested. Remember John the Baptist, he was hidden from everybody until the day of his manifestation. So my exhortation is this. In between those times and purposes of God in your life. Now there's a bigger picture, and last week we talked about the smaller picture where every one of us have our cycles that you have. God planned His cycles in your life. In between the cycles, just be obedient to whatever God wants you. Because fame, fortune, recognition, all those are fickle things. They come and go. But there's only one thing that remains. Your relationship with God. Your relationship with God. And how much you love God. And your position in God that counts at the end of it. And that's why God is calling His people to recognize, to discover your destiny, understand your place in the God's destiny, and understand what He wants. Between every phase, and these were the words of Jesus in 1986 when He appeared to me, He says, He has caused all our lives to be organized in phases. Those are individual phases in our life. And this is the thing he said. In each phase, he has determined certain gifts to function. Before each phase takes place, you cannot make it function. One of the things, and you can know a glimpse or have an indication of what is coming, because God puts desire in your heart. If you have certain desires for certain things of God, certain works of God, you know it's already a seed in you. Keep building that up. One thing I know, there are thousands of teachings going on, just go and everything. One thing I know from the Bible, there's only one simple way to reach this world for Jesus. Not more advertising, not more campaign, no, not more of this. All those you can keep doing as normal. When signs and wonders take place. When the gospel is preached with signs and wonders. Amen. When you go out and raise the dead, heal the blind, open the blind eyes, heal the lame and bring them walking ability, raise the paralyzed, and bring the power of God in signs and wonders, you will have any auditorium feel in 7 days. So why worry about it? You have to wait on God for His timing to do those signs and wonders. And I believe that not only are we going to see them, we're going to see creative miracles that burns in my spirit. And say, what am I doing, brother? Right now, any sick people, we will pray for them and we do see some results. Any area of miracle, we will pray and we do see some miracles. But let me tell you, brethren, there is a time for the floodgates to be open. And when it's God's timing and those things start manifesting, the other things come. Salvation and the gospel preached to every corner, and people turning to the Lord in droves. But in between, faithful in prayer, faithful in fasting, faithful in waiting on God, and just dying to self, and just allowing Him to build the gifts in your life. Because by the time it comes, your gift better be ready. That is why many soldiers are trained when they go out to war. Their weapon and their gun is like their wives. Because if it's not working properly and danger comes, they are dead. It can cost them their life. So every time they keep polishing, making sure all their weapons function properly. Because when they need it, you need it. You don't have a second to think. Out there in the battlefield. In the same way, when God opens a door for you, you may have only one chance. You may only have one chance. You miss the butler, my friend, you may have to spend another 2 years in jail. Because the butler comes once. Don't wait for the next one. You may have only one chance. And if you're not ready when one chance comes, you may have to wait one more round to come. Think about the people who train for the Olympics. Right? It's great to watch the Olympic Games. But in between the Olympic Games, which happen once in 4 years, what do the Olympians do? Do they sit around and stuff themselves with junk food? Grow fat and obese? Laze around and sleep about 20 hours a day, wake up for 4 hours, 1 hour for breakfast, 1 hour for lunch, 1 for dinner, 1 for supper, go back to sleep again. Like a hibernating giant bear. And then when it comes 1 week before the Olympics, they start training. No. They are training now. They are training now for a few seconds of physical glory. Because you can be a great runner. You can be fast. You can be known. But unless you win that race, you are not officially the fastest yet. Until you actually do it at that time. And so too bad if the Olympic Games come to town and you got the chicken pox. You've been training for 3 years and 11 months. On your 11th month, 1 month before the Olympic Games, you got the chicken pox. It's wasted. You got to wait another 4 years for another chance. By that time, your body is different and everything, but still possible. So the physical people in this world train so hard for one moment of glory. We are talking about eternal glory. What do we do in between those periods? We keep training ourselves. Hallelujah. We keep praying in the hours of the morning. We keep fasting and prayer. We keep meditating on the word. We keep on faithful doing the little things. We keep on. Because by the time it comes, you're out there. Like the best polished arrow there is. Like the best polished instrument of God. And you know what people are going to say? Where did that come from? Because you've been polishing yourself for so long. And you've been training secretly. And when the opportunity comes, one opportunity is all you need. Your giftings takes time to develop. Train them. Let's pray.